Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's another week. It's week three of the college football season. When you look at Louisville's football schedule, and for the second time in 3 weeks, they're headed to an NFL stadium. Louisville goes back on the road, heading into Naptown, Indianapolis, at Lucas Oil Stadium, holding the Indianapolis Colts to face Indiana on a neutral field. I'm doing air quotes when I use the word neutral. I'm Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Louisville a favorite in this game. It was supposed to be a three-game series. Jody, as you're talking about on videos and on the message boards at Cardinal Authority, looks like this is going to be the only game of that three-game series as Indiana's backing out. So Jeff Brohm and the Cardinals got to take best opportunity they can to do whatever they want to do to Indiana. They got to do it this year.
Yeah, and hopefully someday down the road, I don't know, Indiana's program would have to get to be better. We can meet them in a bowl game, you know? So, because, I mean, it's a great game. I don't I do. I get it. They don't want to they want an FCS opponent. They want an easier opponent for a game. Look, I remember 2015. Well, I remember when they signed this deal and thinking, boy, that's going to be a lot of fun to have 3 years in a row. Honestly, I like Bloomington as a town, as a college town, and I don't mind a game there. I went to a couple of Purdue games when they played there, and it's not a bad place. I actually was there once. Coach Brohm played at them when he was at Western Kentucky.
Yeah,
was there once for Western Kentucky, and I think twice for Purdue. So not a bad place to play. But Louisville won't get that opportunity. IU will back out of the game. They'll have to pay Louisville $1 million. Nothing's official and signed yet, but that's what's going to happen. And I would imagine it would happen sooner rather than later, as Louisville's already started to look for a new opponent. And that will be tough to get a new opponent, or tougher than normal to get a new opponent at this time, because even with all the realignment and stuff, you gotta be careful. You don't know who your schedule is right now. I mean, you really don't. I mean, it could be that you keep a bulk of your schedule next year as far as conference is concerned, Michael. But what if they take Virginia off of your schedule and put Stanford on your schedule? Then your ACC becomes Georgia Tech, Miami, North Carolina, and Syracuse at home. Clemson, Virginia Tech, Wake Forest, and maybe Cal or Stanford on the. I'm just guessing, but yeah. You know, because they don't even know what model. So your schedule could become really, really difficult. You're at Notre Dame, you're at Kentucky, and you play Austin Peay at home. So you're going to have a lesser opponent in that other game, in my opinion, next year. Just to be careful that you don't come up with you don't want to go play. I would love for them to go play, you know, Oregon State, Washington State, Oklahoma. I'm just throwing names out there. I would love for them to do that. But at this point in the game, it's going to be hard to get. And you don't want to take your chances of making that schedule just brutally tough, because we don't know what the ACC is going to look like. But bottom line, we got a game this week. That game is going to be canceled. But Louisville will have $1 million in their pocket just for that game. So they'll be able to
pay some small school to come in for $1 million or something.
Yeah, I mean, I would imagine they can go out and get somebody. You know, they can go out for get somebody for $650,000 $750,000 and. And see if they can't get them to you know, get somebody, you know, halfway decent at least.
Maybe they can get Cincinnati to come in.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Too soon, probably, I guess. But yeah, obviously, you know, this year, obviously, it's a big game. Louisville enters the game 2-0. Indiana coming in 1-1. They just came off, you know, they just routed Indiana State. Played well in their first game against Ohio State. You know, a lot of, again, that kind of opened their eyes, so to speak, early for Indiana. They're just, they look solid, especially, you know, for maybe two or three quarters against the Buckeyes. But certainly, I think when you look at what Louisville has faced so far, Jody, this season, I think what they're going to face against Indiana's offense and what they're going to face against Indiana's defense is probably going to be the best of the bunch they've seen thus far on either side. So I think Louisville's going to see its toughest test of the young season this Saturday, and it's going to be good. I'm glad to see, you know, and it's Big Ten football, so they're going to get a whole nother look, whole nother feel of what this team can potentially accomplish, and look forward to seeing how Jeff Brohm has his guys prepped for, you know, again, what I think will be their toughest test so far.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really tough, a difficult test. The spread, wherever you looked, it either opened at 8.5 or 9.5. It's either at 10.5. I saw it one place at 11. It'll come back down a little bit. I would imagine it end up about 8.5. It's a really competitive game for Louisville. It's a game that, quite honestly, I don't think Louisville overlooks them, because Jeff Brohm knows this program very well. He's been very successful against IU, so he's not going to let this team overlook it. But this is a game where, quite honestly, Louisville, I'm expecting them to win the game. It's just a matter of how good do they look and how much do they win the game by. If you think back, the two games from IU this year, they have zero touchdown passes in two games. Indiana is going to try to win, try to control the clock. They're going to try to use their running game, their running backs, the running quarterback, and try to take Louisville out of what they want to do, and that is speed up the game a little bit and get a lot of they want fewer plays. Louisville wants more and more plays, so it'll be interesting to see which one wins out. Again, I like the fact that Jeff Brohm, and not only Jeff Brohm, but his staff, pretty much all but three guys on the main staff have played these guys before. And I do like that. I think that's a big thing out there.
Yeah, and quite successful the last 2 years, really kind of throttling Indiana. I think winning by, you know, an average of 30-something points the last 2 years at Purdue versus Indiana. So you have to certainly like the way they're trending. You know, and Indiana's a team offensively, they've been using two different quarterbacks, as you mentioned, not that great through the air. And today, Tom Allen, head coach Tom Allen, you know, announced a starter. So curious if we'll still see two quarterbacks play. But to the former Tennessee four-star Tennessee transfer, a product of the Hoosier State, Taven Jackson getting the nod at starting quarterback. And he is completing 78% of his passes. You know, but still, like you pointed out, they're probably going to try to, you know, get their running game to get that clock rolling, keep the Louisville offense off the field right now. And it's Louisville offense, Jody. You had the updates this morning, you know, where they rank statistically nationally. It's a Louisville offense that's pounding out some yardage and ranks amongst the nation's best. So smart game plan by Tom Allen is keep Jeff Brohm's offense off the field and test this Louisville defense. I mean, clearly, obviously, they haven't been perfect yet, but they seem to be trending in the right direction as well.
Yeah, and you're right on the, you know, Indiana, Louisville, or Jeff Brohm has had their number, you know, in recent years. But this is a different Indiana team than what we saw in the last 2 years. This is totally different. This is an Indiana team. They went into the transfer portal. They did a really nice job with some defensive guys, some defensive transfers. And I really like what they have done as far as defensively and how much they've gotten better. Look, you look at that Ohio State score of 23-3 and you think, yeah, well, remember, Ohio State is just finding themselves now. They actually had a tough they had a tougher time. It's not a tough time. They had a little more difficult time of scoring than maybe you might have expected against Youngstown State last week, but still they won the game easy. But my point is, I don't know how good this Indiana defense is yet. because we don't know how good Ohio State is, and I'm not really putting a lot of stock into Indiana State. Kind of like I don't put a whole lot of stock into Louisville into Murray State. But so it's just kind of one of those deals. Indiana has they have passed for 426 yards and rushed for just 285. So they're going to throw it. But the point being, they have zero touchdown passes. So it's like they haven't been able to get they haven't been able to get into the end zone yet with anything. And when you look at their receivers, Omar Cooper has got 7 catches. Cam Camper has got 6. And then the McCauley and Lucas, Jalen Lucas and Donovan McCauley both have 5 apiece, and Josh Henderson 4. So they've got a number of guys that they go to, which Louisville's going to have to step up, and Louisville's going to have to be really, really cognizant of the fact that of the run and of the guy, of them back there running and being able to run. But they also have to be, they also have to know that this is a team that will throw the ball too.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I think the running back Jalen Lucas is a name we'll probably, you know, hear quite a bit. You know, I think if the Cardinal defense can kind of keep him in check, that speaks strong volumes on what they might be able to do against the Indiana offense. I mean, he's a guy that obviously is going to run the ball, but he's a capable pass catcher as well, returns kicks. So if you kind of keep him quiet, you might be having yourself a pretty good defensively day, but good day defensively, I should say. But going back to your point about the Indiana defense, you know, I was curious, you know, when you see Ohio State and then Indiana State back-to-back on the schedule, and then you see Indiana's pass defense amongst the top 10, they're the IU rush defense number 57 in the country, and then you're like, okay, how do those two games break down? Ohio State 2 for 3, 237 against Indiana pass defense. They rushed for 143 against Indiana rush, while Indiana State was kept to 21 yards passing, 72 yards rushing. So yeah, to your point, the numbers are heavily skewed there, and Ohio State did have some success against it. So yeah, you know, I think IU is still trying to prove themselves, but I still think this is probably going to be the toughest defense. Not to make Indiana sound like they're a world beater defensively, but it's going to be a good test for this Louisville offense.
Well, and this the one thing that I think this will prove this week to us for a Louisville offense is just how good is this offensive line, because what they do, they've got 12 tackles for a loss, they've got 4 sacks, and they've gotten to the quarterback quite a bit. So they've got, I think, 4 or 5 QB hurries. So this is an Indiana team. Like I said, they're better defensively than what they have been in recent years. And it's going to be a bigger test for this Louisville offense, especially on the offensive line. I think Louisville is better. I think Louisville, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being like, you know, elite better, I think Louisville is maybe 4, 5, 6 on the scale as far as better running the ball than I thought they would be this year, and maybe 4, 5, 6 on the scale as far as not as good as passing the ball as I thought they would be this year. So it's kind of evened it out. I just think this is going to be a Louisville team when it's all said and done and we look back, everybody's going to be like, really? Jeff Brohm likes to throw the ball? Because they're going to get more yards passing. There's no question about it, because you just do. But I think this is going to be a team that really is going to hang its hat on the fact that they like to get out there and they love to run the ball, and they really, really do a good job of it.
Yeah, I mean, here's a sick number. Is Juwan Jordan leading the country, averaging 16.3 yards per carry. Obviously, that's going to balance out as the year progresses. Imagine if it does. I mean, that's just crazy. So, I mean, that number is going to come down. It just will. But, I mean, through two games, that just shows his big play potential. And then, you know, you've got Jamari Thrash, number 7 in the country in scoring 12 points a game. I mean, these are two guys that, you know, it's going to be stopped for any defense to really slow down those two on the same day. So even if IU has a better defense than Louisville's seen, I don't think you can keep those two in check. And as we've seen, and Jeff Brohm's talked about, those aren't the only two playmakers for this Louisville offense either. So it's going to be a good test, and I'm curious to see, really looking forward to seeing how they do perform.
Yep. No, it's going to be fun. And again, will be the last time you get to see this series. Unfortunately, as far as I mean, I don't know that we could ever.
Never say never.
You never say never, but I'm not sure that you're just not going to see series like this in created again. And I don't mean just Louisville and Indiana. I just mean the way that realignment has come to realignment. I mean, you're not going to see many good games early in the season. If it's not a week one, quote unquote, I mean, I don't know, what do you, kickoff bowl game, you know, the like the Aflac game, if it's not those kind of games, then really, honestly, you're not going to see many other games. I mean, you're just not. It's going to be, you know, the Murray States and the Eastern Kentuckys of the world moving forward, in my opinion, because of conference realignment. So it stinks, because I really would think that this would be a good one. But, hey, let's take advantage of it this week. And you never know what maybe Jeff Brohm will give Tom Allen a little going away present if he can this week. You can only hope. I think it's going to be a very competitive game. I think Louisville's got a chance to go to 3-0, but I think they're going to be tested, and it's going to be an interesting one. Now, one other thing, Michael, before we get off here on our cards cast for the week, is this is a huge week for volleyball. Look, I don't know if people really realize, I don't know how much people pay attention to the quote unquote other sports. You know, at Louisville, volleyball is becoming the one at Louisville it's really been for a while, but has taken it to another level with Danny Busboom Kelly. And it's becoming one that people really pay attention to. This is a big week for them. Volleyball is ranked number 2 in the nation, and they'll take on Kentucky, a top 20 team, on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock at the Yum Center, and then Stanford on Sunday at 1 o'clock. And when you look at Wednesday night, I was checking this evening, there's less than 100 tickets left for the lower bowl. So they're going to get 10,000-12,000 in there. So, you know, if you want to, you better get your tickets now.
Yeah. L&N Arena has really become a home court advantage from them. I mean, it's a smaller venue. It's a hard ticket to get. Obviously, it gets extremely loud in that place. So it sounds like the excitement is carrying over. And we heard from Coach Busboom Kelly earlier today, and just the opportunity to continue to spread college volleyball to the Louisville community. Obviously, it's continuing to take off. Really excited for, I mean, what a doubleheader for this week with Kentucky and Stanford both, you know, coming to the Big House downtown. So if you can get out there, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep, no question. Should be a lot of fun and a lot of excitement this week. And then you can go on up and go to Indy. I think we'll have a lot of Louisville fans in Indianapolis. It should be a lot of fun. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Dimling. This has been our weekly edition of the Cards Cast. We'll be back later in the week with a game day edition as Louisville takes on Indiana this week at Lucas Oil Stadium.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.